Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is Pierre Daly, Managing Editor of AdvisoryAnalyst.com, and you're listening to the Insight is Capital podcast.
Adding the overlay of the covered call strategy as an income building strategy is quite compelling. Looking at the behavior of the portfolio without the covered call strategy and with the covered call strategy, you get a smoother ride as a result of the covered calls. You might not get the full beta of owning those 20 stocks because of it, but you're making up for it with the added income from writing the covered calls. Could you explain the writing of covered calls and how that works and how that benefits investors, both from the income standpoint and from the risk standpoint?
Absolutely. That was a great summation of the covered calls, how they work. And so we write options on a third of each one of our holdings, so up to 33%. And what that means is that we get paid a premium every time we do that. So if I have a stock, for example, at $100 and I write 33% on a position that we own, we perhaps get $2.50 bird in the hand income.
Right.
Now, if the stock goes up to $110, we'll still participate on 66% of that, but not on the third that we've written, in which we've gotten the $2.50. And so the point of that is that we still participate on the upside, but we actually get income generated each month. And so every month we go out and we say, how much do I have to write on the portfolio using live prices, real prices, to generate the net income for that month? And so that's what we do at Harvest when we do our covered call strategies. We want to be generating that income each month in a tax efficient manner. And so really that's a very broad example or simple example on what we're trying to do. And you are right, we will forego a little bit of the upside, so you won't have the full beta to the upside, but the trade-off of that is a very attractive income.
Given that investors are in search of yield, your strategy of combining growth with the income from the covered calls is quite compelling from a valuation standpoint and compelling from a fundamental standpoint.
Absolutely. I think we're very well positioned here. We've got 20 leading healthcare companies, and we follow a very similar option strategy across multiple of our funds, whether it's sector or global funds. We do a very similar strategy in order to generate that additional income. Really, that's part of our philosophy, is that income does happen here, that equity income is a way, in what we think is a lower for longer rate environment, to really generate income through your equity position. So we think it's a very very well positioned. And we also think healthcare, given where the valuations are, is a very, very attractive time to be looking at the sector. At the same time, you mentioned volatility earlier. Volatility does make people nervous.
But that benefits the covered call overlay, right? When you have a higher implied volatility in the market, in particular for the healthcare stocks, then you're actually going to be able to garner more of a premium from writing those covered calls.
That's right. And that's how options are essentially part of the key pricing for them, is not necessarily what was the volatility, but what is the expected volatility going to be. And so we're usually writing our options 30 days out, fairly close to what we would say at the money. So if the stock's at $100 on average, we'd be about writing our price at about 101. And so what we find, though, is that as expectations for volatility increase, that's when we get paid a lot more. And so within our healthcare fund in particular, there's lots of reasons why expected volatility may increase, ranging from political events to medical conferences to expected trial releases, competitor trial releases, and earnings season. Those are all areas that we're constantly following to say, why are we getting paid a particular volatility in any month? And we speak like that because that's what we're looking for. Volatility, right, is a measure of why we're getting paid what from our perspective. So absolutely, in more volatile markets, we actually are able to generate more income. I say income, the actual taxation of the option premium, though, is capital gain. So we are able to,
which is also quite favorable.
Very favorable from a taxation perspective, yes.
and welcome to the Insiders Capital Podcast. My name is Pierre Daly, Managing Director of AdvisorAnalyst.com. It's our pleasure and our honor to welcome our guest today, none other than President of Purpose Investment Partners and Portfolio Manager at Purpose Investments, Sandy Liang. Sandy, thanks so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure to have you today.